Hi, everyone. Good morning. Good morning,
Morning.
Madam Chair, and members of the committee. My name is Emily Coffin, and I am the policy coordinator for the Maine Coast Fishermen's Association, as well as a commercial fisherman myself. MCFA is an industry-based nonprofit dedicated to restoring the fisheries of the Gulf of Maine and preserving Maine's iconic fishing communities for future generations. We are based in Brunswick and aim to bring Maine ground fishermen's voices to the policy arena. As such, we have been involved in the development of numerous regulatory processes at the New England Fishery Management Council, Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, and the state legislature. We proudly work with fishermen in various fisheries along the coast, as well as those involved in shoreside businesses and the broader blue economy. MCFA is an advocate of science-based accountability and management, as well as the preservation of access to permits and quota for in-state fishermen. We regularly partner with other organizations such as the Gulf of Maine Research Institute, the Nature Conservancy, and as well as the DMR, to pursue innovative projects aimed at helping fishermen navigate climate change and access catchable fish for years to come. We also regularly advocate for the proliferation of local seafood in order to get Mainers eating more fish while simultaneously stimulating the seafood marketplace. Our seafood donation program, Fishermen Feeding Mainers, has already donated over 1.5 million meals of fresh local fish to schools and food banks. We have also created value-added products like our award-winning monkfish stew, which is a creative solution to get a lesser-known fish into hungry stomachs. MCFA also runs a robust mental health and wellness program designed to support fishermen and their families. Fishing is a dangerous Herculean and stressful trade, and our program provides counselors, life rafts, and other safety trainings to support those impacted by the strain of the job. We also care a lot about working waterfront because of how reliant our fishing communities are on wharves, bait shacks, and fish processors, etc. There are old estimates that claim that Maine has only 20 miles left of true working waterfront. But as climate migration continues and extreme weather events increase, we want to protect and preserve the access to the ocean we have now, because once it's gone, it's really hard to get back. I'm sure you can all recall the devastating winter storms last year, which sent Mainers along the coast reeling when buildings flooded and floated away. After galvanizing our fishermen to advocate for their needs, MCFA distributed over $200,000 of donations to those impacted by the extreme weather. When the governor and the state legislature procured money to help communities rebuild, we helped fishermen request funds and get through an emotionally and financially difficult time for many. That help was immensely appreciated. Our aim is to be a conduit between fishermen and the legislature in order to facilitate shared understanding and progress. MCFA is a strong believer in collaboration, and we always enjoy our time in Augusta. We are happy to be a continual resource as well as answer any questions you may have today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ms. Coffin. Questions from the committee? Yes, Representative Golek.
So I don't really have a question, but I want to publicly thank you and your association for all that you do. It's just amazing. You're fishing, feeding Mainers and the stuff that you did with full plates and everything. I just want to applaud your association for what it brings to our state and our community.
Thank you
Thank
so
you.
much.
Thank you. And I believe you have a delicious new smoked pollock dip as well.
Yes, we do. Speaking of value-added products, and it is delicious.
Yes, Rep. Hepler has a question.
Did you bring samples?
I should have.
That's okay.
Next
all
time,
right.
I'll be back.
You have time.
There's lots of pollock out there.
So two questions. One is you'll be at the Fisherman's Forum?
Yes,
Yeah, because I
definitely.
think you don't you do the wellness
Yeah,
stuff there?
we
Okay.
do wellness stuff. We
This
have like a strength tester, which is really fun. We get our fishermen to compete how strong they are. You guys should try that.
That's cool.
You didn't happen to bring any copies of Scuttlebutt
No,
or
I didn't
okay.
bring any of our scuttlebutts.
Maybe you'd like to just explain to the committee what that is.
Throughout the past few years, we've been working on these sort of pamphlets called scuttlebutts, and they're designed to hand out to municipalities with working waterfronts to sort of provide resources and even language to think about how working waterfronts exist and how to operate and how to make rules and regulations that can best serve the people who need those working waterfronts. And I think they've been really helpful and facilitated a lot of conversations that needed to happen.
Thank you, Ms. Coffin. Seeing no further questions from the committee, we appreciate your introduction of MCFA. I will ask if there's anyone else in the room who would like to introduce themselves or an organization today.